ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to my show. This is going to be it. I'm going to play this last song out to the end and then throw it over to WUVT's news team to bring you news. Here's the Zigzags with Blade of Grass.
From the WUET FM Blacksburg Studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUET News.
Heron Bus in Roanoke, a dearth of voter IDs, and California enacts a ban on the Confederate flag. No stories, sports, and the weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUET FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Miles Lay. Four were arrested yesterday in Roanoke's high-intensity drug trafficking area, or HIDTA, bust. Anthony Barnes, Jameel Barber, Stefan Bryant, and Von Baylor Jr. were taken on distribution of heroin charges and are also expecting conspiracy warrants in the upcoming month. U.S. Tim Heapley is quoted by WSET 13 as saying, quote, "The HIDTA group and our office wouldn't be involved unless the quantity involved in this conspiracy was substantial. So for Roanoke, this is a relatively large case," unquote. The fifth suspect, Trayvon Jones, was charged under similar charges, but was not arrested yet. According to the Virginia State Board of Elections, up to 450,000 registered voters in Virginia may not have had some form of photo ID. This is a violation of a state law that went into effect this year that requires Virginia voters to have a form of photographic identification in order to cast their vote. The law is part of a 34 other states' movements to pass laws to require voter identification at polling centers. Voters who do not have photographic identification could fill out provisional ballots in places of direct polling, making it more difficult for their votes to be counted. Virginia's voter ID laws are among the strictest out of 34 states who have passed similar laws. State agencies in California are prohibited from displaying or selling the Confederate flag and items that display the Confederate flag. Introduced by Assemblyman Isidore Hall, the bill came out of concerns that the state would be promoting a symbol of racism. Following the bill's almost unanimous passage, it was a 66-1 vote. Hall was quoted as saying that the bill was a symbol of, quote, "standing together, united to fend off the ugly hatred of racism that has been portrayed and demonstrated through the emblem of the Confederacy," unquote. The Confederate war flag was mainly raised by space that supported slavery during the Civil War. The lone vote against came from Tim Donnelly, a Republican from Twin Peaks, California, who claims that it would violate constitutional speech. However, proponents of the bill claim that it only applies to the state rather than the individual's right to speech. Now here's Musa Kubota with all your WVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Miles. After a week of seasonable conditions in Blacksburg, expect yet another beautiful weekend. A low of 54 under mostly cloudy skies and a light east wind are likely tonight. Your Hokie game day forecast looks to be a good one, as mostly sunny skies and a high of 73 is expected. Kickoff temps should be around 70 degrees, but will drop to 54 Saturday night under partly cloudy skies. Sunday will be sunny as well, with a high of 74. A chance for rain will be possible Sunday night into Monday morning, as a low of 55 is possible. Monday will be cloudy with a high of 69, and as the chance for rain increases. We might see a shower or two Monday night as lows drop to around 54 degrees. Chance for rain diminishes by mid-afternoon Tuesday as mostly cloudy skies and the highs in the upper 60s continue. Cloudy conditions should persist into the evening hours on Tuesday, with highs in the mid to upper 50s possible. From the WVT Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Museka Butta. Back to you, Nolan.
It's homecoming in Blacksburg as Virginia Tech Hokies face off against the Broncos of Western Michigan. The Hokies, who are coming off a disappointing two-game losing streak, look to bounce back against the Mid-American foe this Saturday at 12:30. The Broncos have averaged just over 41 points a game and have an above 500 record for the first time since 2011. The Hokies are 3-0 against Western Michigan, winning its last meeting 63-0 in 2004. The Hokies will be without star defensive lineman Luther Matty, as he will be out 2 to 4 weeks after having surgery to repair a torn meniscus. Starting cornerback Brandon Faison is doubtful this week with a shin injury, and Ryan Malik looks to get back into action in a must-win game for the Hokies. The men's soccer team looks to extend their 3-game winning streak tonight as they travel to Raleigh to face off against the North Carolina State Wolfpack. The Hokies women's soccer team fell last night at Thompson Field to the 20th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish 2-0. The Irish snapped the Hokies program's best 10-game winning streak, dropping them to 10-1 on the season. The Irish scored midway through the second half in the 61st with a goal from Anna Gilbertson and seven minutes later with a goal from Kaylee Olmstead. The Hokies look to turn things around Sunday versus Duke. That's all for your Hokie sports weather. This is sports broadcaster Nolan Knight. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nolan. Right now it's 65 in the New River Valley, 67 in Roanoke, 65 near Dublin and Pulaski, 60 in Marion, 65 near Bluefield, and it is 63 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Miles Lay. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. This is Jazz in the Evening. I'm your host, David Diaz. I just walked in, and but I've got a lot. I've been preparing for the show, so it's gonna be a good show. Good before homecoming, whatever jazz show. Yep, stay tuned in.
Can I talk to her about it? Rudy, really put this on the record, all of it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Listening to WVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. That was Sun Ra, Watusa. Yep, got some more music. Got let's see, the Brothers Johnston, Art Blakely, Regina Carter, Ron Carter. Some more stuff. It'll be good. Stay tuned in.
And I. Thank you.